Simcha Talis Sif Vav Ein Rimloyach V'yachat Arve Pulim V'adoshim Shnitvash V'kripotim. One should not store together many beans or lentils that were cooked together with the fields, because these type of things, when they're salted, it also helps process them, and it's similar to what we learned before by the Rarishi. According to this, the Chayyus, you make albus, and should salt it before Shabbos. That's similar to this. Sif, Zay, we're starting a new malacha called Toichin. Toichin is you take one object and you grind it into a powdery type of thing. It's no gear to food, and it's no gear even to things that are not edible. Crushing peppercorns is an issa, because that is teicher. But if you do it with a major shinoi, then it's permitted. Usually a shinoi remains also a drabon, but if it's a major shinoi, it becomes permitted. What is a major shinoi over here? Is instead of using any of the regular grinding implements, you use the handle of a knife or a fork or whatever it is, and you crush it with that. That's enough of a shinui that is permitted, with a second condition that it has to be done on a plate and not in the pestle where mortar, which one is it? Which is the one you put it into. And the second condition is that it should be bika'ara, that you're crushing it with the handle of a knife on a plate and not into the regular implement that's generally used for crushing. And tas is another kiddush over here, is even if you're using the handle of the knife, you have no problem of toichin. You shouldn't wrap the peppercorns in a piece of cloth when you're crushing them, because it creates a smell in the cloth, and that's a type of moiled reicha. You're causing it to have a good smell. Later on, it looks like he was choizavah, that he permits it, because you're not mechaben to do that. So, if one wants to go according to all the shittas, you should avoid that type of situation. It's something that brings smell onto a garment. The tesser, like we said, is because of the big shinoi. If you take a knife and chop it into pieces with a knife, that's also on Shabbos.